When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All roads have led to this, everybody. It's time for the Fast X trailer. Of course, I'm Tim Geddes, and I'm joined by all of my closest friends and family. It's just Kev Doc. It's me and Kev Doc today, right, Kev? The reason is it is 8 a.m. Pacific here in San Francisco, and the rest of the crew did not want to have to get here to react live to the Fast 10 trailer. But me and Kev were like, you know what? We're going to do this. This means a lot to me personally. I got to be here for my boy Dom and the whole crew. So we started reacting live, and then immediately YouTube was like, nah, guys, you can't be doing this shit. So it's like, cool. Here's take two. We're doing it pre-recorded. This is still going to be my first time seeing this. I'm really excited, a little frustrated with YouTube as a whole at the current moment, if I'm being completely honest. But that's not what today is about. Today is about family. Today is about joy. And it's hopefully about cars being in places they're not supposed to be at speeds that are over the speed limit. Isn't that right, Kev?
Yep.
Let's go fast right into the trailer. I don't even want to get into all the stuff. We're going to watch the stuff. It's an almost 4-minute trailer. Then we're going to talk about it. We're going to break it down frame by frame, see what we got going on. I will say that what we did record before everything went haywire here was the last 9 days, the Fast Saga YouTube channel has been uploading every single day for each movie a hype montage, like hyping up this trailer, and I recommend watching them all. It'll get you in the right headspace. We had watched all the way through 9, so now I'm primed and ready for Fast 10. Kev, hit play.
I know that this road has been very hard.
Rita Moreno.
And yet here you are.
Dom's mom.
Building this magnificent family.
What's going on in that head of yours?
Something little B said. Little B? Dad, they're not afraid of anything. But I am. I'm afraid of losing someone I love.
Uh-oh. Kidnappings, guys.
Oh my god, Dominic, he's so much Toretto, older.
You're about to learn all about fear.
Jason Momoa's voice.
You built such a beautiful life, filled with love and family. I never got that chance.
Back to Rio!
You stole that from me.
It was his dad.
I love this so much, Kevin! Are you fucking serious?
My family.
Oh my god, that really is what's happening.
Now, I'm gonna
Dude!
Piece by piece.
This is Brazil!
He's coming for you with everything.
What's the plan, Dom?
I'm not sure anymore.
One of us might not come back from this.
Old school street race.
We have to fight.
Dude!
Never accept death when suffering is owed.
Oh my god!
He's trying to tear us apart.
Long hair Han! Shaw's mom.
Used to be about winning. We raced for respect.
Oh, who was that?
Today, I raced to stop the bloodbath.
Oh my god!
That's the problem with having such a big family. How do you choose the ones you save?
Let's race!
Of course. Oh my god. Gatling guns?
No, I think it's a rocket. Rocket transmission now.
You still know how to drive?
Yo!
What do you think?
Oh my god, they're squashing the Wii?
this music.
Game recognizes game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming for you, son.
Oh, don't worry, it landed on a car, so it's fine.
Break my family.
I love it, taking out two helicopters.
Good morning, sunshine.
You gotta be kidding me.
Are we having a face-off situation? Begins.
The end of the road begins, everybody. Wow. So what I'm interested in is they've been a little cagey about, is this a two-part finale or like is it just Fast 10?
It must be a two-parter, right? Because A, that thing he said during this week where he was like, I want the big bad to be this person.
Yeah.
And B, the fact that everything is the end of the road begins.
Totally. We all knew that, and he's even said before that it is going to be two parts. I'm surprised that they haven't, I thought at the end they would announce part one or something that alludes to there's going to be the second one, but they're just calling it Fast 10, which I get because Fast X is such a dope idea with the logo being the headlights. And even the Universal logo, all the letters are made up of headlights.
Yeah, come on. This is their chance to be fast in your seatbelts. Come on.
I know. And they dropped. They really dropped the ball there. But are we going to get Fast X and then Furious X? Because I'm okay with that. Because that's very stupid.
That makes sense.
It's very fucking stupid. Man, there's a lot going on here. My gut reaction to this is it definitely feels more in line with what we've gotten in 8 and 9 as opposed to some of the more classic Fast and Furious, but super into some of the dumbass set pieces they have going on here. Love the references to a lot of the old movies. Them going back to Rio is very exciting. Them legitimately using old plot points of explaining the safe that they stole is Jason Momoa's.
I loved it. I loved that. I was so excited of okay, it all makes sense.
Yeah, that was 1,000% the type of shit that I love watching a Fast and Furious movie. It's connect it in the most dumb retcon ways possible. Let's just have fucking fun and go for it. Yeah, wow. There's a lot here. Kev, what's your initial thoughts on this one?
I'm so in. Them connecting it to... What is that our number one right now, six?
That's number five. Fast Five is the one you're talking about, and
I
don't think it's our number one.
But six is our one, right?
I think six is our one. Six was the one with the runway.
Yeah. But connecting it back to that, it really does things for me. Because I feel them stealing the safe to me is a huge moment of I'm so in.
Oh yeah.
That redefined the franchise on what the scale was of things. So them connecting it to that is awesome. Are there threads for them to connect stuff to? I don't know. They're doing such a good job tying in the brother, tying in the Shaws. This right here, Han and
Shaw.
Brick Bro Shaw, sorting it out. Oh, yes, I'm all in.
Yeah, it's truly, truly incredible stuff. Now, here's what we're going to do, Kev. We're going to go to ads. And then when we come back from those ads, we're going to do a frame by frame analysis breakdown of this trailer. See what we can find. See the insanity going on. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
That sounds awesome. We're going to do just that. Shout out to Shady Rays for sponsoring this episode. Look how cool I look. You too can look this cool. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and so much more. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. They'll also provide 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order and have donated over 20 million meals to date. That's fantastic. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. Exclusively for y'all listeners and watchers right now, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the new year. You can go to ShadyRays.com and use code KINDAFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. These are 5-star rated by over 200,000 people. Again, that's ShadyRays.com. Use the code KINDAFUNNY. Shout out to Honey for sponsoring this episode. Honey is the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. And thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. And we all know there's nothing better than the feeling of saving money. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. When you check out, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds, you see the fun little dancing guy. Honey searches for coupons and it finds you the best ones. And then you just watch the prices drop. We here at Kinda Funny have been using Honey for years and it's helped us save thousands on tech, costumes, food, you name it. Honestly, I just love how easy it is to just set and forget and save. That's the best part. Honey doesn't just work on desktops, it works on your phone too. You just activate it on Safari on your phone, you save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. You can get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kindoffunny. That's joinhoney.com/kindoffunny. Now we're back and we're gonna frame by frame this guy, and I can't wait. Because there's a lot of stuff in there that went by so fast. So furious, some would say. All right, so we start off, we get the Toretto household. Obviously, an iconic landmark since 1999. Remember, Kev, it blew up in Furious 7. So they had to rebuild it. We saw it being rebuilt in 8. And then at the end of 9, we saw our first example of them having another barbecue, just like we're seeing here, right, where the family's grown over the last couple decades, everybody, right? And the last one, though, was one of my favorites because we had the Tokyo crew hanging out in the L.A. backyard.
I really wish that the two Cuban guys were just sitting somewhere.
You know, the inconsistency in which they show up or don't show up is bizarre, to say the least.
They were in the last movie, right? There was like a scene where
they're in 8. They were pivotal to 8. Yeah. But I don't remember about 9. But I have only seen 9 once. We're gonna do a rewatch of 9 though, leading into this, of course, for interview.
Watch all of them.
Let's just fucking start it again. It might be my most rewatched franchise, and I love it that way. But Rita Moreno as Vin Diesel's mom, I love it. I feel like we got introduced to his dad in the last movie in 9, and I thought that was a little bit of a letdown in the sense of the casting. Like, they did great. The story was fun enough, and like we got to see a lot of the backstory that we've heard of in the other movies. But I really wish they went all out and like did a stunt cast and got like a Sylvester Stallone or something like that, because it's Dominic Toretto's dad. Like, come on, you know. But this is what I'm talking about. I think she's going to be absolutely incredible. We get to see little P over here, little Paul, the son of...
He's grown up so much.
Yeah. So we're getting a lot of time jumps here. Obviously, we get Mia without Brian, which we saw Brian pull up at the end of 9. So inevitably, there's going to be some CG tomfoolery. Will it be this movie? Probably not, thankfully. Let's see who we got here. Yeah, I love Han back at the barbecue. It feels right. And with the long hair, I didn't like his haircut in Fast 9, but maybe that's just because I resent the horrible, horrible decisions they made with the writing of explaining how he survived. I wanted nothing more than for him to survive. But the second thing I wanted was for him to survive in a way that made sense and was funny, exciting, stupid in a good way. This is just stupid and lazy.
Tim, for the rewatch, I'd like for you to put together how you would have made him survive.
I thought about it for many, many hours, Kevin, and I don't have a good answer that isn't time travel. Like, that is the only thing.
Let's save that for Giselle. Let's save that for Giselle. We can sort it out. Maybe has he been working on time travel the whole time? I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, looking through here, it seems like the fairly normal cast. We got Letty. We have, I'm forgetting her name right now.
Ramsey.
Yes, thank you. Ramsey, of course, Tyrese and Ludacris over here, the boys, and yeah, Lil P.
You think that they're going to finally thruple it up?
Who?
Ramsey and the boys, and the like tech boys.
Whoa, no, I don't. Okay. I really don't.
Because right. I feel like it's been a competition for like 3 movies now.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, again, my boy Han. I just love how much love and respect that this motherfucker gets. Because, like, people credit Fast Five with the turning point of this franchise. And in so many ways, they're right. They're so fucking right. But the heart began in Tokyo Drift when Justin Lin put one of the greatest cinematic characters of all time. Heroes, some would say, on screen for us in the form of Han Lu. Him and Mom. Classic garage we've seen. Here we get a little him and Brian situation.
All of that is just so odd to be still alive in that world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like, hey, there's a picture of me and my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Like, I know they're close and stuff, but it's like, it's, I don't have pictures of anyone in my garage.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of this is weird when you really, when you know, the more you think about it.
I've always said, what's Han's name in the, oh wait, no, okay, Han. Yeah, like, his son should have been named Han, right? Like, in the world, that's the one that died. That's the character that died. Granted, he's not dead anymore.
But his son?
Dom's
son. Got it. Yeah. But instead they named him Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all of it's a little like, yeah, all right. Oh,
it's fucking great.
I get that, and I enjoy it enough for like what's happening in the real world. But they've never addressed that in the movie universe.
I don't remember. And then here we have Dom kind of teaching little P how to drive, just like Daddy. I wonder where this is gonna go, Kev, because all the roads end here or whatever the fuck it is. All roads lead to, I don't remember what it is. There's been good ones.
Well, I mean,
end of the road begins. That's what it is.
This movie must end with they still have the kid, and that's why it's like the next one is the Furious.
Yeah, that would make sense, and that definitely would add up. It is funny that it just seems like nowadays these movies are so just the same thing over and over again. Like, how many shots are we gonna get of Dom and Letty in a bed talking about kidnappings? You know, but I'm not gonna complain. I appreciate
Letty shot in the head canonically and like survived but had amnesia.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is.
What a wild world we live in.
What a world.
That makes sense.
I know, man. It's so funny, and like we'll get to there's some other things later that are just utterly ridiculous about this. But what I do appreciate about this trailer, as somebody that has really loved every single Fast trailer, like the movies, maybe some of them were a little lower quality than others, whatever. You can't deny that the Fast 9 trailer was, like, utterly incredible. The Fast 8 trailer, fucking fantastic. This is another one for me that I really, really, really loved it. I would say that I appreciate it more than I loved, like, thought it was, like, the best thing ever. Because, like, there wasn't, like, the big, oh, my God, Tarzan swinging moment that made me, like, lose my shit. A lot of cool stuff here. Kind of derivative, but maybe I'll change my mind because I do like the nostalgia bait as well. But I appreciate the more somber, epic tone that this has. Like, they're trying to build, like, there is a war and that this is, like, there's actual stakes.
I think that tying it back to 5, like, that really got me excited.
Oh, yeah.
The vault being stolen and him standing, being like, I was standing there as you stole it.
Yep.
Is great. It also, shout out, and you mentioned this earlier, but shout outs to this Universal logo with the lights.
Headlights, baby.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. They're so good. But yeah, so here we go. We get a lot of globetrotting, as they often do here.
That was Rome.
So here we are again, a classic Fast and Furious scene of a bad guy's base, probably Cypher, who's been the big bad the last couple movies, spying on the whole crew, seeing what they're all up to, keeping tabs.
Tim, very difficult to get this many monitors to run off one computer, just so you know.
That's the thing. You need to write a sternly written letter that, you know what, in the Fast and Furious franchise, this you're going too far. You can't do this that easily. We get introduced here to the villain of this one, Jason Momoa. Love him being introduced to this franchise. I think the first line he has in this trailer when we see him on camera is him saying boom as something explodes. So I think we're in for a really good time.
I think you're right.
Yeah, right here. Boom. Love that. I will say, especially in the later iterations of this, it's like throwing a lot of new characters in. John Cena was my least favorite part, besides not explaining Han correctly in Fast 9. Because serious John Cena is not a fun John Cena.
But I think we're going to get a different John Cena this time. And I'm okay putting up with serious John Cena as long as we get to fun John Cena at some point.
So I'm with you, but the problem is, Kev, the end begins here, and they're introducing Brie Larson and Jason Momoa, and it's like, that's a lot of stuff to balance, but boys reuniting, of course. Got Mom Letty, and then, yeah, this is Brazil, everybody. Of course, you got to get Paul Walker in the trailer somehow.
Yeah. Oh, here it is, there it is, there it is.
Kevin.
It's great.
Oh my god, he's so angry. Look at him.
Well, I love that. Then, like, we'll see later. He gets into a car that gets knocked into the water.
Yep. God, what a great scene! This is so cool. That's him. Oh my god.
Are those two body bags he just walked in with?
Let's see. Hold on, it's playing. Boom.
A little further back. Right there. Yeah, right? That looks like two body bags. Could be bags of money.
It could be bags. I'm going to lean on the money because these look like really like tiny bodies, but...
Well, I mean, we don't know how long they are, right? We're only getting the top part of the shot, not the bottom.
Little PJ.
Don't know. Come on.
I mean, he's going after PJ.
Do you think it's the body of PJ's mom?
No. Hmm. But I will say, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
That at the end of this trailer.
I'm listening.
We'll get there. We'll get there. I don't want to. I want you to see it because I'll sound stupid otherwise. Well, when you see it, then I'm just going to sound dumb. Okay.
Also, he's killing a man like with a gun, but are there not?
No, it's a switchblade.
No. I know. There's a bunch of men around him.
Yeah.
That guy was aiming a gun at him. But like, why wouldn't the other guys just be like, okay, I guess we have to shoot him now because he might kill us?
They probably should because he is licking blood off of this knife.
I hate this scene. Go away. Change it. No, ew.
I love this though. Right? Like, evoking both the Rio statue, uh-huh, and Dominic Toretto.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of explosions. Classic Fast and Furious fare.
No. Oh, yeah.
Now, see, Kevin, I don't know if you know this, but behind Dominic Toretto here is the Colosseum.
Yes, all right? I've been there.
This is where Titans battle. You know what I mean? Symbolic of the war brewing that the family is about to have to deal with. You went there. That is very freaking cool.
Yeah.
One of the few places I'd want to be.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. You know, like you ever go to like a really shitty stadium and you're like, huh, I wish there were more amenities. Yeah. This is like way, way more intense than that.
I wish there were more amenities. We're getting close. Like, I'm telling y'all, last night I watched Magic Mike's Last Dance, and that's just about to kick off a multi-week stretch of new movies, and I'm just so excited.
Dude, Tim, May is going to be so dope, because, like, we're getting this, and we're getting Zelda.
Whew. And Guardians.
Whew. Yeah, but the Guardians is going to be sad.
I mean, this might be sad.
What's happening here?
I don't know.
This is going to be fun. The whole fucking street is just getting somehow exploded.
Like, tornadoed. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, right? Like, you can kind of see the wind build up right there.
Yeah, like, what could have caused this? Like, that is a excessive amount of wind.
Does someone have a wind, like, a tornado machine?
I mean... All right, so here we go. Brie Larson seems to be a good guy. Probably Jason Momoa, right? Seems to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
You say probably a what?
A cop.
Hmm.
Like, I would assume she's part of the Nowhere crew.
Mr. Nobody?
Yeah, sure.
Got it. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, or she's from Brazil. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Because there's the whole cops there.
Yeah, but I feel like what the Nobody people that we've gotten is the older guy.
And Kurt Russell.
Yeah, and then the younger guy.
Clint Eastwood's son, Scott Eastwood.
Yeah, Scott Eastwood.
Little Nobody, as they call him.
Right. But, like, we haven't seen either of them in this trailer, right?
No. We have not. Mm. And then here we get, like, this is the kidnapping. I assume Cypher's people. Yeah, this is the actual kidnapping. Mm. But it's interesting that Cypher has this whole squad of people now.
I feel like she's always had armies.
But, like, even, like, with the suits and everything, like, she's had people. I just love that they're up in the stakes so much. Like, and another thing, too, is they're just not pretending Hobbs and Shaw didn't happen, but, like...
I'm really bummed that that was not part of the giant trailer.
Yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw was one of my favorite of the franchise. It was so cartoony. It was so much fun. Black Superman. The man couldn't die.
Come on. So and then good. He died. I love it. But, yeah, so here we get John Cena. Hopefully having a little more fun. At least they're giving him a more fun situation here with
great
this
fucking car.
Rocket slash Gatling gun car. Love Ramsey's look here. All right, so on a plane.
Look at him. He's controlling something. You see that little?
Yeah.
Thing? I wonder if that's the tornado machine.
Okay, so there's two things that I want to understand what the fucking source is. One is the tornado, mm-hmm. and one is the wrecking ball. Is the wrecking ball just... rolling?
I think this is the wrecking ball.
Or is he controlling this ball?
Yeah, I think he's
because that is insane. So, Kevin, hold on.
Yeah.
Fast 5 was getting the team together. Fast 6 was, oh shit, there's another team that's just like us. Fast 8, since our 7 was up in the stakes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Fast 5. Oh, okay, yeah.
And then Fast 8 was, what if Dom had to turn on family? And then they did that whole thing, right? Uh-huh. As we keep going here, are they trying to play here that Jason Momoa just thinks that he is a better Dom, that he is a superior Dom, and that he's just going to do what they have done, but just better? Him doing the motion. We see street races very reminiscent of other street races that Dominic Toretto has won. Mm-hmm. The wrecking ball... He used the heist to with the safe. And is he like, I can one up you? We'll see. And also, what launches this thing? I guess just an explosion.
Is this not the same car he threw the?
Oh, the under? Boom! Yeah.
But it is a different because that we saw that explode, right? So this is a different car, similar fashion though.
Yeah. A little Letty motorcycle action. She's upset.
He's got so much going on in this shot.
You gotta love the classic four-car lineup races. Flipping that NOS. Anytime you see the necklace, it means business. All right, Kev. So I need your thoughts on this scene. Because when I saw it, I was like, this feels very Kevin Coelho.
This is... it looked like Dom's sister, right, was in the house as the kid was getting kidnapped. So I think she calls Dom's brother.
Oh, who's also her brother.
Yes. You're right. Calls him for backup. He gets there and tries to take everyone out. And this scene right here, I love. Looks like he's flipping a child because of the perspective. But I love the conclusion of this hit play.
Do you know what he's doing?
Yeah, it's some sort of suplex or
he's
something.
He's doing John Cena's finisher.
Yeah, there it is.
Formerly the FU, now the attitude adjustment. I love it when wrestlers do their moves in movies. Thank you for this.
And I love this. He just takes the man through the floor.
He FUs him through the fucking floor.
That man would for sure be dead.
Yeah, there's other dead people here. See the little bodies.
Oh yeah, laying there. He's just taking a nap.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was a great scene.
Yeah.
Alright, so we have Jason Momoa here. Who is behind him though?
Brie Larson.
I mean, I'm loving that suit, but
yeah, it's a good suit. Is it a track suit? I think it's a track suit, which makes it even better.
I don't think it's a track suit. I think it's a track suit. Yeah, so like this thing looks like a Dr. Robotnik. Contraption.
You know what it also looks like? You know those, what are they called? Orbeez or something? No, not Orbeez. The little, like, ball that you can control with your phone.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I think you're right. I think
that's what it is.
Controlling it.
Yeah.
Does it does it end up getting somewhere and then launching a tornado out of it? We don't know yet. We don't know yet.
So Vin Diesel has been using this face a lot. Hold on.
Hit play. It's the only one he has, Tim.
No, but it's like I think that it shows a lot of character growth because in the earlier movies, he wasn't scared of anything. But now he has things to lose. He has his family, and his family has grown so much. Back in the day, it was just little Jesse, and, you know, he didn't care that much, it turned out. But this is the look of fear. This is a look that we've seen a couple times before, including when he jumped from building to building and then building to building. Mm-hmm. And then we also saw this when he Tarzan jumped. So whatever's going on here is probably going to be a major set piece in this motion picture.
Or it's the ball just destroying letters.
Killing somebody, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That does look like that's what they're setting up right there.
Remember when they made it look like Roman got crushed by a boulder and they just did it? And they're like metally talking about the fact that he's just survived way too much stupid shit.
Yep.
Does she use NOS on her motorcycle?
And they use NOS on everything. They have NOS for breakfast.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's just funny that she'd wheelies and it kind of like turns it into a NOS situation. Yep. That bus in half. So yeah, this contraption here.
This is all set up for their pinball game they're about to launch.
Yeah, this thing's crazy.
Now, do we think this came from space?
I don't, but like...
I'm not saying like alien in origin. I'm saying that yeah. Like they dropped, I don't know, what was the MacGuffin of the eighth movie?
Well, God's Eye was seven.
God's Eye, seven, that's it.
And then eight...
was God's Finger.
I don't even remember. Cypher needed Dom. So she took the kid.
Didn't she need Dom to activate God's Eye?
I think so. I think it was God's Eye again in 8. Mm.
So maybe this is God's Eye. And they've knocked it out of space.
Okay, so this is the same bridge. The infamous bridge. From 5.
Is this the scene from 5? No. Oh,
yep.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Anytime. I can't wait for Dom to rip a door off. Rip a door off and start walking towards people because it's a bulletproof door.
Do we know him?
No. Is he Clint Eastwood's son? Just like more.
That's what I'm wondering.
More steroid up.
Hard to tell. And I just don't really know what Scott Eastwood looks like.
I'm looking up right now.
A bit character in Fast. I don't even know.
Fuck. It really could be him. Now that I'm looking at them side by side.
Wait, no. Hold on. Am I super, super, super smoking shit, Kevin? Or is this Alan Richardson?
I don't know who that is.
I think he was Raphael in the latest Turtles movies.
Fuck, it really could be him.
Am I making that up? Was it Casey Jones that he was? I think it was Casey. I don't fucking know. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize.
Yeah, it is him. He is in Fast X.
Cool. Okay. Who did he play in Ninja Turtles? I think it was Casey.
I don't know. It doesn't say. Hold on. Raphael, you were right.
Oh,
good
cool.
Job.
Right
good
in the beginning.
I'm proud of you.
I'm a dumb otherwise. Look, So hard to tell because he's out of focus here, but is this Little Shaw? Potentially. I don't think so. He looks a little skinny.
He might have lost weight, though.
He might have.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. See? Money shot. That's our boy. This is how we love and remember him from Tokyo Drift. I love this relationship, too. So hilariously convoluted, but for him to befriend the mom of his mortal enemy. And that woman is Helen Mirren, a.k.a. her name in this franchise. Queenie. God bless. Classic Fast scene. Rolling up to the party. Oh, wait. Who is that? I don't know who that is.
No idea. And man, that is certainly a shirt choice. Blue Flames.
Yeah, dude.
This guy in the back just flexing as hard as he can. You see him?
They don't typically do these type of handshake moments unless this person matters. And, like, matters in this franchise can mean a lot of things. But if you think back to even the beginning of Fast 8, where they were in Haiti, I want to say, and we meet Dom's, like, little cousin or whatever. Like, it was, oh, cool, expanding the lore a little bit. Like, I feel like
That was the stepping stone for the cartoon show, okay?
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't. I wish that that was the case.
Oh, was that not the cousin that they focused that on? God damn.
You know that show had, like, 5 seasons? I don't know why I say had. I think it's still going.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's a shocker.
So, the classic ready, set, go situation here. Got a beautiful cars. Got them booties. Mm-hmm. Every Fast trailer needs that shot. So what's the thoughts on this badass purple car?
I mean, I don't know. It's purple. I think it might be like light blue, but I'm in. Is that Mimosa's car? Yeah.
Yeah.
I see what I did there.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is Jason Momoa's car.
I think it matches his shirt.
Look at this, man. Like, this is such a hilarious scene of, like, all right, you got your boys, I got mine.
Shark teeth. Wait, go back just this frame. Let me see that one more time. So, yeah, we got shark teeth, and I believe that his sunglasses have that little wire, that little chain, so that they don't fall off that a lot of times moms have.
Mm-hmm.
So in.
Mm-hmm. I bet that's nothing less than 14 karat gold. He has a nice little hair bun.
Mm-hmm. A scrunchie.
Scrunchie. Mm-hmm. But I love the color coordination, the silk coordination here. He has the nails matching the shirt, matching the car. Really appreciate that coordination.
Two skull rings.
Fuck, you're right. Yeah.
I'm liking the drip.
I wonder what his name is. I hope it's cool.
Esteban.
I would be okay with that. I love these shots, dude. Yep.
You see how it has like a blue tinge?
Yeah. It's like it's a good color. I don't know what that is, but I like it. Trying to get in Dom's head here. All right, so over here we have the blue fire shirt guy in
a green, looks like Porsche.
Yeah. Love this shot. The shot. Super fucking cool.
Does it matter? That's not a character we've seen before, right?
No, it's not.
It might be one of his crew. So it's one of his.
Maybe.
His crew, one of Dom's crew. And they made it a character that they just introduced, and Dom's like, this is a friend of mine. I love him. He's been there my whole life. And then they kill him off.
Oh, my God.
You know? Easy buildup, easy.
Totally. Is that a different person? Yeah, this is. No. It's same. Yeah, yellow car.
Might be the girl that's standing around. No, I think the girl that was standing in the background had blonde hair.
Going back to the ride or die.
Oh, and here we go, the rocket car. Yeah, they shot some sort of projectile.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, earlier when you were saying rocket car, I thought you meant like the last movie, as in like propulsion rocket. No. It shoots fucking rockets.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm not crazy here. There's so many allusions to the old movies in this that aren't just like the big obvious ones, but like this whole scene looks like from Fast 4 when they're about to go into the mountain. And then this is like explicitly reminiscent of the opening scene of that movie when the oil tanker goes over.
Damn, look at this. You see the weapons on that car? Like, it looks like it's got the chains of ammo that go load into it there in the middle.
Awesome.
Absolutely ridiculous.
But wait. Is this even? Yeah, it is. Okay.
I'm just trying to tell what kind of car that is. And I'm wondering if they're going to make, it looks like the size of it kind of looks like an El Camino. Like, I wonder if he has any connections to cars, like old cars, like Dom's first car.
Got it. Like, yeah, and he goes back and gets his whatever.
Yeah.
We have a flashback. Why not? No sign of the Tokyo Boys in this one, which of course makes me sad as a Tokyo Drift simp. Okay, so not looking good for green Porsche guy.
Yep, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
You were right.
There it is, the yellow car, which I think was the fourth person, and we have
Momoa.
Momoa's car in the background, and green car exploding, that character we've been introduced. His family we haven't seen in a while, dead.
Dead. So here we have two... Car sick as the license plate. Two cars that are interesting. Orange cars, normally a Han specific thing, but that's not always the case. Even in like the last movie, John Cena did drive an orange car for a while. But this also not necessarily the style of a Han car. But I hope he gets his classic car back. He's been teasing it on Instagram, so I think we'll get it. But this car here, I fucking love it. Like, it is the most gaudy, obnoxious shit in the entire world. Whose is it? Is it Tyrese's or is it Queenie, Helen Mirren?
I really wanted to be Queenie's.
Because her car in 8 was wild.
Yeah. Karsik, fantastic mm-hmm. License plate.
So this is something we've been looking forward to for a long time. Han and Shaw confronting each other. We got the tease of this in the post credits of 9, where we got Shaw boxing a like punching bag training, and then we realize it's not a punching bag, it's a man in a bag. He unzips it, he's torturing him, and then Han knocks at the door and he's like, "What's up, motherfucker?" And Jason's like, "Oh shit." So
I really hope what happens here is he's like, "I watched you die," and Han's like, no, let me explain, and then he gives an explanation and just makes it all right, you know.
I fucking hope. Okay, well, you see this, Kev?
Yeah, it looks like it's... Well, I mean, this could be just fancy cutting.
It could be, it could be, but he is doing the drift sequence, and he's drifting there, all right?
And against the gold
in the orange car, this is my boy Han, baby. It's my boy Han. Who is he against? I don't know.
I don't know. Him, I don't think he's going to be racing around with Shaw, the Mama Shaw.
Well, yeah, this doesn't seem so much of a race as much of a chase.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it looks like he's going to cut him off right there.
Who are you? Well, yeah, somebody could enhance, figure it out. Oh. Could be him.
But again, why would Han be racing him? Or chasing him.
Brie Larson grabbing a shotgun, beating a man with the shotgun.
Do we know that man?
Oh, was that Roman?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said we know that man. No. All right, so yeah, looks like Brie, at the very least, is on friendly terms with the family.
Yeah, because she's like, well, is she though? Because again, what's her face being like, y'all, I respect you. Might be like, yeah, I see you're a badass, you know?
Yeah.
You got the upper hand this moment, but don't worry, we're going to kill you.
Oh, I always love the team up of these two.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, if they're going to hook any of them up, I'm rooting for these guys.
Tim, it's going to be a thruple, and it's going to be beautiful.
Han with a gun, man, which, you know, remember, we've seen a couple things of Han in the later installments where he is pretty proficient with weapons, but very, very, very bad at hand-to-hand combat. This is a sick-ass stunt. This is some Mission Impossible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. Oh, man. And then, dude, this movie, like... I'm pulling a Greg Miller doing the Batman v Superman trailer breakdown where I'm like, I'm probably going to be really wrong about this, but if I'm right, they're really just remaking scenes from the other movies. Like, is Jason Momoa's character like, I'm going to remake all of these moments?
You got to beat someone psychologically before you defeat them.
Because this looks physically exactly like Fast 6, where there was the two highways with the tank, and then they did the jump. And then him dropping out is like Fast 7, but that's...
I love that it lands on a car, so his car is fine.
Yep. That is... Oh, it's beautiful. Like, what the hell? But wait, actually... Is that what happens, or is this just weird editing? Wait, okay, yeah, because there's another car, though, that...
Yeah, I think this car, if you see, like, the front of it all messed up, and it's now just...
Got it. We're way back.
See, the right, on the right, there's one car in front. That's Dom.
Yeah, got it. That makes sense. Yeah. So then these two cars are just, like, they were behind.
Yeah, I think this is, like, There is a Gatling gun, Tim.
Yes. I love this.
Now, does this scene lead into that one scene where all the cars were, like, the whole street looked like it was getting hit by a tornado, and it's not a tornado, it's actually a Gatling gun? It's possible.
I mean, that was so much force.
It was.
Like, that looked like a force of nature.
I don't know if you've ever seen a Gatling gun go off.
I have not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, the harpoon. All right. Yeah. Gets harpooned.
Wait, love that in one of the last movies, he got harpooned by his own team.
Yeah.
Cars.
It was incredible.
And now his car is getting harpooned. We'll see which one did better.
Also, like, it looks like it's like about to attach to him. And then, of course, we get, I can hear this image. You know?
Yeah.
Damn! It absolutely perfect. Perfect.
Oh my God.
Wait, so okay, yeah, he's jumping from one
bridge to another.
One bridge to another, which, yeah, this feels like Fast 6.
Gets caught by another car.
Oh, and no, then no, causes no, them to fucking
crash.
Art, everybody. Like, legit, that is just so stupid. So
now,
yeah,
this is a very interesting scene.
It is so fucking interesting. What could possibly be happening here? Because Kev, when we first watched this, my first reaction seeing this, because normally I'm used to Charlize Theron having some whack ass hair, right? Uh-huh. In the last couple of movies, I thought this was
a hair transplant.
No, like first glance, I thought that this was Elena, Dom's, mother of the kid. And I thought that they were, like, doing some zombie shit and, like, doing an experiment between Letty and her to, like, bring her back. And, like, I believed that for a second. Uh-huh. That just felt right. Like, that's where this franchise is, everybody. That I didn't question it for a second.
But instead, it's Cypher who then, like, they get out and then they have a fight. Wait, can you go back to the beginning of the fight?
Yeah.
Is Cypher's face already bruised?
Yeah, so she's real bruised up here.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's really hard.
It's cut.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do think maybe this fight is what really messes him up.
Yeah.
But what is the context of this?
What is the context of this lab?
Started with stealing DVD players.
Yep.
Now, dude, that is vicious. Look at this slam. Like, what is this, Kevin?
That's the thing that's going to swap their minds.
Like, really, though, is it? Like, is that what they're doing?
The only way... God, if this series ends and Cypher's body is now Letty... And they can't swap back.
Fast and Freaky Friday. The end of the road begins May 19th. Oh,
so
my God.
Is that what you were talking about, the end scene?
Yeah. It was just that, like, I legitimately thought that this was them, like, doing some body swap shit with Letty and the mother of Lil P. But no, it's somehow just as wacky in a different way. A lot of questions. Question number one, what's going on with this lab? Question number two, who's controlling and how are they controlling the giant wrecking ball? And the biggest question of all, what's causing the tornado?
Tornado madness.
What is causing it? And, you know, the fourth thing for me is the plot of this movie going to be Jason Momoa trying to prove that he's a better Dom than Dom? Because I love that. Like, I love that so fucking much. Just do it. Just do it. And Rock, figure your stuff out. I want to see you guys together one last time. Let us know in the comments below what you thought of this trailer, what hype theories you have, and just, you know what? How do you want this all to end? Until next time, I love you all. Salud. Mi familia.